This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are excited.
Hallelujah.
It is Tuesday. It is the 16th of September. It is 12 o'clock, or at least a minute past 12. We are so glad to have this afternoon our wonderful guests in the studio. But firstly, I have to welcome and invite and greet my husband, the love of my life.
Hallelujah, glory. Good afternoon, everybody. Greetings in the glorious name of Jesus. What an honor and a privilege it is to be with you in studio today. We're going to talk. We have Evangelist Denver Dreyer and Pastor Delisha Howard, very close friends of ours that we love dearly. And we appreciate in the ministry of the kingdom of God. And we're going to talk to them, or they're going to talk to us. They're going to inform us. Amen. But, you know, we also have Jesus Christ here. The Bible says we're two or three gathers in his name. So we did not come in the name of a dart club or any organization, but the name of Jesus. The Bible says the name that is above any other name. Praise be to Jesus.
So this is the program Salt and Light. And on this program, we discuss the Word of God, firstly and mainly, and we also discuss what is happening. We are the salt of the earth and we are the light of the world, and we shed light on those people that have taken this word literally, figuratively, and are doing great exploits for God in their community, in their surrounds. They have stepped outside of the walls of the church.
Hallelujah.
And taking the kingdom of God, taking it by force and by storm,
Jesus name, yes.
Advancing the kingdom of God.
Thank
and
you, Father.
And so this afternoon we are going to welcome Evangelist Denver Dreyer and my wonderful Pastor Delisha, wonderful woman of God that are doing mighty things for God. And but we firstly going to go to a song, and this song is called "Even at My Worst," Blanca. So enjoy, beloved. Do stay tuned. Don't go away. We are live on Facebook as well. Please share our Facebook post. You can locate us on the Radio K Pulpit Facebook page. Please share it. Please welcome others to tune in this afternoon. But let's go to the song, enjoy it, and we'll be back.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are back here, and we are so excited to speak to Evangelist Denver Dreyer and Pastor Delisha Howard. Amen. They are from the Kraaifontein area, and they're doing great work in that community, that part of the community. But I believe that it is time for the church to unite. And I think for me, Evangelist, looking at your life, and the Lord gave me a word. The Lord said to me that I will keep this man healthy until my purpose is prevailed in the city. And so I believe that wherever you go, whatever you do, even when you were on Evangelist Dreyer, I had the opportunity also to share, to brief the communities on NCCA, the news
in
ENCA, yes. And to brief what is happening in the communities. But you know what I love about you, Evangelist Denver? You know, straight from the heart, you know, outside of the church of the walls, you know, because sometimes we can get so confined, you see, Pastor Delisha, in a church, in a building, that we are kind of being oblivious to what is going on around
outside.
Us. So with no further ado, Evangelist, I'm just going to give over to you, and, you know, you're going to tell us what is happening and as you see it on the ground level.
Yes. Thank you very much, Pastor Brian, and everybody that is alive today. Mm. It's indeed a privilege for us to be here today.
Amen.
I think today is the 16th of September.
Mm.
And before I came in here, a friend of mine out of the blue contacted me, and he brought me to Denver. What was the day that you gave your heart to the Lord here? And I remembered the day, the 17th of September, 1997.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You know, and this friend of mine said, you know what, that was the time, you know. So I'm actually one day away from my inception into the kingdom of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Which officially happened on the 17th of September, 1997. 4 days after that, I was baptized, you know.
Praise the Lord.
And obviously, I walked the journey with God. And then, as you guys know my testimony, you know, I was serving at the Good Hope Christian Center for 9-10 years. And then I fell away from God, you know. And then basically went into addiction for 10 years, you know. And I've been free now for going on to 11 years now.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Yara. Thank you, Lord.
So I've got different segments, you know, to my life and to my testimony. But September is really a significant time for me, because I remember the day when Jesus came into my life.
Thank you,
like
Father.
It happened yesterday.
Awesome. Thank you, Father.
You know, with all the things that has happened, I still remember what happened on that day on the 17th. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Like as clear as daylight. So, yeah, today we just want to talk about, you know, what has been happening in the Western Cape. Yeah. And I think...
I watched the interview that you had, and it was really not mind-blowing, but heart-wrenching to hear what is happening and how most of it, the violence, the murders, the things that are happening in the community is substance-related, drug-related. And it just shows you how the enemy is taking out people, messing families, destroying the communities.
That's right.
So share with us, Denver, you on ground level, so you know a lot of the things that are taking place.
The things that I shared on ENCA, they gave me an 11 minutes and 34 seconds to share this thing that I felt the Lord revealed to me about why there's been a shift in the underworld, in the dark world, you know. And when I say dark world, I'm talking specifically about the syndicates of crime and drugs in the city, you know. And one of the things I can tell you, the shift, there's been a massive, massive shift that has taken place in the Western Cape.
Sure.
Do you think it's the influx of...
Look, the God needed a vehicle, yeah. He needed a church, a vessel. To step out to advance his purposes. In the same way, the kingdom of darkness needs a catalyst. To advance its purpose.
That's the agenda.
And the fight is the kingdom of darkness versus the kingdom of light.
So true.
I said the same thing.
And the vehicle. I saw this thing so clearly. That the vehicle that the enemy used was the drugs. And this concept of gangsterism.
Do you think it's like the South American cartel that has influxed Cape Town?
I saw the shift happening when R1 billion worth of coke went missing on the coast of South Africa. And I don't want to go into detail, but I asked myself the question, you know, that. Those amount of drugs was never handed over to the people who... It was never came into the hands of the people who were supposed to have it. So the people that took it had to filter it in. And all of a sudden, we saw some coke being sold in the communities. Mitchell's
Plain. Huge influx of...
And there's been a huge influx of these drugs now, you know. And again, I don't want to go into detail because coming out of tech addiction myself, I understand the dynamics of that drug, the way it destroys the person, the hysteria, the paranoia. But now you're tapping into a substance that is more organic. And that not only filters into the darkest parts of the community, but you have the lawyers, the doctors that are still practicing, but are now addicts.
Sure.
So themselves.
Now the, yeah. So now the entire dynamic has changed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the net has become bigger. Yeah.
Sure.
That is why I believe, you know what? When you have been doing, I'm just saying for 4 or 5 days, and you're sitting in a walkie somewhere doing it, and the bosses comes to you and say, yeah, you need to go shoot there, you know. You don't know what time of day it is because you've been sitting in the place, same place, maybe 4 or 5 days doing this drug.
Yeah.
And the level of paranoia that those people carry is so intense that they you know, it's they can't really be effective when they go out and go shoot and things like that. But now, because they've got a different substance flowing now, fueling the industry, they become more specific and directed now when it comes to gaining territory and defending the territory.
So, in other words, Evangelist, what you're saying is that what I've what I'm hearing from you and what I'm gathering from, you know, from the spirit is that we must also, just like them, become more advanced and more specific.
More strategic.
Paul says, you know, I don't fight this beating in the but I fight and I want to hit the target.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I said to Pastor D earlier on that Jesus said there are certain things that will only come out through prayer and fasting.
Come on, sir. Say that again, evangelist. Say that
there are certain things that can only come out through prayer and fasting.
Come on.
So we need to be, we cannot utilize these old methods anymore. And we become, we need to become more intentional when it comes to attacking this stronghold. I said it on ENCA the other day that the government, we cannot use the methods that we've used before to
it's
fight what is happening now. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's outsmarting us now, you know? And you know when the angel said to John in the book of John 4 verse 1, he said to him, come up here and I will show you what must take place after this. So from the church's perspective, we need to be very, very resolute and determined to go higher in God.
Sure.
And many times we miss the mark because we are so religiously driven within our pursuit of God.
We're not seeking intel from the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And it's the only other way.
Traditions of man, the traditions of man,
the control,
you know, the structures that are sometimes limiting us.
Talk.
Is sometimes preventing us from stepping into that higher place. Yeah. And I can tell you now, that is not that God doesn't have solutions. Yeah.
Of course.
It's because the new wine is being poured out into old wineskins.
Old wineskins.
And it's bursting by the seams. And we think that the world is in crisis mode because the church cannot tap into that new wine. Yeah.
That is powerful, powerful right there. We just need to go to a song quickly. It's called Be All Right by Evan Craft featuring Danny Gokey. We'll be back, beloved. Don't go anywhere. This is becoming so interesting. And
very intentional.
We also want to speak to Pastor Delisha when we come back.
Hallelujah.
We are back. And it's so wonderful to have these two phenomenal people in our studio today. Evangelist Denver Dreyer and Pastor Delisha, welcome. Pastor Delisha, share with us what is your perspective with regards to this whole movement?
Good afternoon, listeners. As you heard, my name is Pastor Delisha, and I come out of a ministry that just deals with addiction, and therefore, I'm always flagging Evangelist Denver Dreyer. I'm not quite sure if you had to call him Pastor Evangelist. I think he carries the hats. He's very apostolic as well.
Yes.
And so we carry so much giftings, and what God is doing at the moment, he's using those things in the kingdom of God. You know, so he calls us in the fivefold gifting, and so we possess literally every single one of them, mm-hmm. because we become evangelists when we need to be, and become pastors when we need to be,
yeah.
and then we speak an apostolic word because God has mandated us.
Amen.
For
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of God.
Amen. Glory.
And so the solution for our areas rests in the hand of God.
Mm. Amen.
But God is limited to man. Mm. And so because of his limitation to us, the church, we keep saying to people that Jesus is the answer. Mm. That is what we're saying to people. But literally what we are saying is that we are the carriers, the ark of God, the tabernacle of God. We are the solution for our areas.
Amen.
It rests with us as the church of God. We cannot blame government anymore.
True.
We have to take what God has given us. The Bible says that the violent take it
by force.
So if we are going to take it, how do you take something? You literally just use your hands and you take it and you run.
Amen.
And if we don't get outside of the confines, and I'm going to tap into what Evangelist Denver said. If we do not get outside the confines of the building that we are in, we are going to miss what God is doing in kingdom advancement at the moment. The man on the street is not going to walk through our doors. We need to be outside our doors so that we can see the man in the street.
Come on.
So that people can come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And he's asking us, and I was sharing with Denver this morning, in the car, I was saying when Jesus was wanting to go into Jerusalem, he needed a donkey.
Yes.
And then he said to his disciples, listen, go to that guy. That guy, there's a donkey at that pole, and ask him to loose that animal so that I can make use of it.
Amen.
What is God asking of the church? Is loose those people that you've got in there. Loose them for the kingdom agenda that God has called us to.
Sure.
So if the church of God is not going to take to the streets, then we are going to miss it, because the people are dying in the streets. They're not dying in the church.
So true. So true.
So I think what is our main purpose is, again, we have to go back to basics. We really have to go back to what did God originally say?
Mm.
What has he mandated us? Has the mandate changed? Has the call changed? The call is still going into all the world and preach the gospel.
I think what you're saying, what you were saying, alluding on Pastor Delisa,
yes.
is that I want to say publicly today, yes. to the fivefold ministers,
yes.
to every church in every community,
yes.
I want to say this, and I want to latch on to what Pastor Delisa is saying.
Yeah.
The Great Commission is not a great suggestion.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is still a commission.
It's still a commission.
It still stands.
Sure.
As it is in heaven, so
be it will
on
be
earth.
In the earth. Yes.
And 100%, Pastor Delisa, government has not got the answer.
They don't have it.
Jesus, God has commissioned the church. I will build my church. Amen.
And he said the gates of hell. He said
prevail.
He gave us the answer. He said the gates of hell. But like Denver was saying, it is not going to go out without prayer and fasting. So we're not coming up higher. We're not getting. We want to sing the same chorus as Osvili Wachani, Osvili Eitklami. If we rock that boat too much, then something is going to go amiss. We need to come up higher. We need to go deeper. We need to be seeking God. We need to be pursuing him. If we're not coming out of the secret place as men and women of God, and I'm talking about the five old ministers, we are everywhere beside in the secret place.
Come on.
We're not hearing God clearly anymore. We're not getting that apostolic word. And what are we doing? Our people are not maturing in the faith because we're lacking.
Can I say something publicly? I believe, Pastor Delia, that, instead
Delisa,
the upper room has become the supper room. I want to say this publicly, instead of having more board meetings, let's have prayer meetings and see the revival of the Holy Ghost. Because when they were in the upper room, the Bible say when the Holy Spirit came upon them,
yes,
the intelligence comes from the Holy Spirit. The place comes from the Holy Spirit.
Transformation.
Hallelujah. Glory.
The transformation. Can I say this? Transformation is something that takes us on a 360 journey.
Mm.
Where if you're going this way, then you turn around and you do it in the exact opposite of what you were sent. We haven't grown our people to that place. The people are still dependent on our word.
Mm. True.
They're still resting on what the pastor said and what the apostle said and what the evangelist said.
Amen.
But what about what God said?
Mm.
What about what the Holy Spirit said? Mm. Why aren't they hearing, getting a direct word from God?
Mm.
Why aren't they coming to us as lay ministers and saying, I got a word from God, Pastor. We need to go and speak on that corner. Mm. Pastor, I heard a word from God. We need to have an opening in this road. We need to be praying down this road. Pastor, I've been fasting this word. This is how I heard God say. We don't have that anymore.
The Bible says that we must be as wise as serpents and as tame as a pig. And what I hear, the Lord say, evangelist and Pastor Delicia.
Yeah.
You know, we are recycling Christians, going from different church. I'm a Christian, I'm here in this church, but now I get offended, and I'm born again, I love the Lord. True. Now I go to that one, and I go to this one. But it's a recycling, and it's making us believe that the church is growing. But yet people are still dying like flies outside of the church walls. 100%. And that's why I want to encourage every fivefold minister to mobilize your church. Because when people get born again, amen, when they come in, they need to be discipled. Amen, hallelujah. Yeah. And not keep in your, you must be every Sunday here and there. No, disciple for the work of the ministry.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share that as I received it.
I'm watching the comments on Facebook and Sister Katrina, she's one of the ladies in our church. She's also having a very difficult time with her son. And she asks, Pastor Denver, hoekom maak jy drugs jou kind wat netjie skoon was, nou om beskof en vuil? Hy gee nie om nie, hy doen en sê net wat hy wil. It's really heartbreaking when you see how the kids have changed. You know this child, you raise this child, and to see the change in their personality and in their actions. What is she doing in that regard? She's asking, hoekom het hy so omgedraai?
Tell her to contact us.
Yeah, kan ek net vir hy dame iets sê, man?
Sure.
Die waar die gees van die Here nie is nie. It's a demonic spirit.
It's a demonic spirit.
That has now infiltrated this church, this person, yeah. And I said to Pastor D, the only language that the devil understands is greater force, yeah.
Greater force.
And the thing that you need to bring into the equation, jy moet die salwing van God inbring, yeah.
A yoke-breaking anointing.
Om die ding te verbreek, yeah.
So say when you ophou bid nie, en die Here glo nie.
Pastor D tapped on something very powerful, yeah. That there is a place that we need to enter in.
Yeah.
Where we can receive a download from heaven.
Yes.
Mm.
I think Paul said it in the book of Galatians. That the revelation that I received, that it was not taught to me of man, but I got it from a direct revelation.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, and he said it to Peter as well. He says, who do men say that I am? And he said, well, some say you're this, some say you're that. But then Jesus asked him, but who do you say that I am?
Yeah.
So there's a personal revelation that God wants to activate through that mom, through that father, through that young person, you know. And it's a prophetic word that he wants to release through that person. Mm.
So what you are saying in an essence is it's important to come up higher.
Oh. Yes.
In our walk with God, in our intimacy, in our time of prayer and intercession, it's to come up higher. Sure. It's the only way to combat and overcome that force that wants to control that child, that wants to take authority in the home.
Mm. Yeah. The bottom line is that humanity needs to come under the covering of God.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a song quickly. It's called The Invitation. Well, it's sung by The Invitation, and the song is called Arise. Enjoy, beloved. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Brothers and sisters, be greeted in the wonderful name of Jesus. I'm so aware of the presence of the Lord, because the Bible says where two or three gathers in His name, He's present. And as I'm sitting in the earth, I'm also seated with Christ in heavenly places. And the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, finally, my brothers and my sisters, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. So we know that we are the beloved of the Lord. We walk with the presence of the Lord. We are strong in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And as I said, and I'm going to just give over to Evangelist Denver Dreyer, I'm still saying, I'm standing on this word. I'm standing on the word of the Lord, that the Great Commission is not a great suggestion. The Lord said to me, you know, Evangelist, the Lord said to me about 7 years ago, that, and I didn't understand it, but now I understand. You see, Paul says, you understand, you know, in part. But now. Yeah. And the Lord said to me that the walls of the church is coming down. And I didn't understand it, you know, but now I understand that I cannot sit Sunday after Sunday, preaching after preaching, you know, conference after conference, you know, and just sit while people, innocent people, the blood of innocent people is crying out, and we have to do something. We have, I don't know how is that going to look like, evangelist, but maybe you can explain to us, you know, you carry that evangelistic mantle.
Yes, Pastor Brian, you know, many times, you know, people feel pressurized when you speak about evangelism. they feel disrupted, you know, and we do understand, you know. But if you know, if you really study the structure of the church, yeah, the Bible says when God goes after the one, He leaves the 99 in a secure pen.
Mm.
So those parameters and those walls has got purpose, man.
Mm. Amen.
Has got a very, very great purpose.
Absolutely. Mm.
But if you study the blueprint of that pen and of that secure place, you will see in the midst of there is a door in the midst of there. And John 10 verse 9 says, I am the door. So there's a secure pen.
Yes.
And the parameters of those walls are there to protect the sheep.
Amen.
Which is great. We need that.
Hallelujah. I agree.
You know, when people say, oh, you need to break down the walls of the church. No, that's something else that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because the parameters there is there to protect the sheep from all kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But a lot of the people don't realize that there's a door there. Mm. And here Jesus said in John 10 verse 9 that I am the door.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Now look at the purpose of this door. It says anyone who enters through me will be saved.
Mm.
And will go in
and out.
Out. So many of us want to get in and get settled there.
Uh-huh.
But we forget about, read it there. It says there in verse 9, is to go in and to go out freely.
Mm.
Amen. Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Freely.
So many of us, we are going in, but we're never coming out. Yeah.
Sure.
So God is saying today to us on this day, on the 16th of September, it's time for you to go in, to get equipped, to get empowered, because that church needs to represent the upper room encounter. But you know what happened when the tongues of fire came on those people in the book of Acts? They never stayed on that in that room for the next revelation to come. In fact, the Bible says the way you are going to impact this drug problem, the way you're going to impact this generation, is for you to become a witness.
Hmm.
We are afraid to be witnesses.
Mm.
Because when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples in the upper room, the Bible says that their encounter activated them as witnesses in the streets of Jerusalem.
So in other words, evangelists, we're going to activation services where we are being activated We've been anointed, and we've been activated, and we've been teaching, and we've been training, and we've been activated again, but we are there. We are just there.
No, 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 brother, Pastor Brian, the moment you get activated, it needs to get shut down. Okay?
Amen.
But the moment you step out of that thing, there needs to be a flow.
Mm.
It needs to flow into your family. It needs to flow into your work environment. Yeah.
Mm.
You know what? There's one thing that I picked up in Acts 1 verse 8. It says, then when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, there will be witnesses.
Mm.
The plural, witnesses.
Yeah.
Like Pastor D is saying, there are still people that are just waiting for the people from the pulpit to... You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
But God wants to activate the witnesses. He wants to activate the witnesses to go out into the world.
Yeah. So I'm challenged because... Yeah.
Can I say something?
Yes, you can.
You know, it so reminds us, reminds me of when we started out. We were so hungry for God. We were so thirsty, you know, and we were so full because we were spending time with the Lord.
Yeah.
And it was like something... You couldn't contain it any longer. And we needed to get out, you know, because the only opportunity that you got was if you were given the opportunity to share from the pulpit, which was very few and far in between. Mm-hmm. But we were so full that we decided we're going to go to the streets. Yeah. We're going to create a platform wherever we go.
Mm.
We're going to go to the train. We're going to share in the hospitals. We're going to go to the night shelters. And then we could minister and pour out of what God has placed on the inside of us. Mm. So many people are waiting for that platform opportunity in the church, not realizing you create a platform wherever you go. You don't need to wait for church. Go to the streets. Mm-hmm. There are people that needs to hear that word, you know, and that is what we did. And we saw salvations. Mm-hmm. We saw people's lives changed.
Mm-hmm.
And we were continuously ignited because we were pouring out, you know. So when we come to church on a Sunday, we needed that infilling again, you know.
Yeah.
But Pastor Denver, please share with us about the prayer walks. That is very important.
Yeah,
because you're physically going out. As in, this is not a thing that we're talking about in a confinement, but we're actually going to go out. And we're going to do what God lays upon our hearts.
Look, I remember back in the day, the most daunting thing for me was to do witnessing. Yeah.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't easy. But the moment I started sharing my faith with someone, I saw huge areas of growth in my life. Yeah.
Mm. Amen.
And a lot of people are waiting for people to affirm them.
Mm.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong to be sent from a ministry or a church.
Yeah.
You know, but I read 2 Timothy 4, verse 1. And I know this is God speaking here.
Mm.
Because here in the word, he says, I. Capital I, not me, not the government, not your boss at work, but this is God speaking through his word.
Mm.
And he says, I charge you.
Mm. Mm.
Hey,
sure.
You wanted man to lay hands on you and say, now go. Mm. No, he says, I charge you.
Mm.
I've charged you. God is the one that charges you. And he says, you know, preach the word, you know, in season and out of season.
Amen.
Do the work of an evangelist, you know. And he says, I will be with you, you know, even till the end of the age, I will be with you.
Amen. When God spoke to us about light ministry specifically, he said to me, the kingdom of God is twofold. And I said, Lord, explain to me, what are you saying? And I want to say to someone today, the fivefold ministries, those that just wants to go, I want to say this. You know, when the Lord said the ministry of the kingdom is twofold, he says, with the same desire, fire, passion that's within your soul to invite people to church, with that same, you must then also go
and
go preach the gospel. With the same tenacity, That same hunger, and it must be twofold. Mm. It can't be the one without the other. You understand what I'm saying? It's like a hand in a glove.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
And this is what the Lord said to me. Now, I just want to share it, you know, to everybody, you know. There is a witness of God on the inside of you. You overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony.
Mm.
And as you make the name of Jesus great, if you lift up his name, he will draw all men to himself.
Yeah. And you know what? I think the Bible is very, very clear. It says that the laborers of the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few.
Mm.
You know, and the Lord is saying, pray.
Apostle Brian always says the laborers are lazy. They're not few.
Well, the laborers are many, many times misdirected. You know, But you know what?
Prayer walks.
Yeah.
You guys are going to do prayer walks.
Let's talk about the prayer walks
To interrupt. We just really need to go to a song.
Yeah, sure.
And then when we come back, we're going to unpack the prayer walks.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Such a spirit-filled conversation that we have, you know. For me, Pastor Delisa, you know, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon a man, you cannot but sit. You want to pray in the streets. You want to say in the streets. You want to be in the streets. Because when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, your life can never be the same. Pastor Delisa, when the Lord saved my soul, now I got saved not in a church. I got saved. I had an encounter. But when the Spirit of God came upon me, I just knew in my heart. I could not preach. I did not know much of the word. But all that I had, Jesus loves you. And the Spirit of God said, go tell everybody I love them. For that period of time, that's what I did. And so the Holy Spirit developed me. So you guys are doing prayer walks. You're doing praise walks. Can you talk to us about that, Pastor? What does that look like?
It is about getting to the people.
Mm.
It is about getting into the streets. It is about going. Listen, we were in a prayer walk 2 weeks ago, Scottsdene. I got a revelation word from God to say that salvation was in this little area where we were.
Amen.
There was a deep revelation for salvation. I promise you, a woman that wasn't even standing at the gate. She was in a gown inside the house. Denver was standing there and they were preaching on that. We were at that little hub or that corner. That lady walked from inside the house into the altar and gave her life to the Lord. Done.
We are not,
it's not about any one denomination. It is about kingdom advancement. And where's the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is outside of your church.
Mm.
And I know, come I say, not everybody wants to do what we do.
Yeah.
That prayer walk for us is to get testimonies out there, to tell people, to tell addicts that never come to church, to give a testimony to say, come, God can do it for you. The areas that we walk is people where they're struggling. It's people where they're stooped in alcoholism. It's people where there's gangsterism. And we walk through those streets.
Amen, amen.
And we pray on corner, from corner to corner. And we pray from intersection to intersection.
Amen.
And everybody gets to be a part. Every denomination, doesn't matter who you are.
So when are you guys doing this?
Yeah, before we go off air, please share with us, when is the next prayer walk?
Okay, so the next prayer walk is on the 24th of September, and we're basically praying at the church. I've got the flyer. I don't have the address now, but the Lord basically gave us the assignment to launch out from a local church within that area.
Okay.
You know, so we basically connect with many different churches depending on which area we do the prayer walks.
Hmm.
So we've been running the prayer walk since 2020, sorry. And I think last year we probably did like 30 or whatever, you know, and we've seen many times, you know, how God just needed a vehicle.
Okay. So and what time is it on the 24th?
We decided we normally do early in the morning, but because I do dialysis on a Wednesday, And I finish at about 9:30 my session. We're going to start at 10 o'clock here.
Okay.
Again, people can contact me.
Can you give us your number?
There's somebody on the show here that can maybe bless us with a bus or whatever to get the people to the location.
Amen.
What we do is we meet at the church. We have a sort of like a devotional. We greet everybody, and then from there we walk to about 7 different prayer points in and around that area.
Can you give us your number?
Certainly. It's
064-266-5728. 5728. Just
and
give it again, Pastor.
It's 064-266.
Yeah.
5-7.
Yeah.
2-8.
2-8.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anybody can, you know, the Lord has given us Ephesians 3 verse 10, where it says that God has chosen the church to make known the manifold, multifaceted wisdom of God, you know, to manifest that to the principalities and powers, you know.
Amen.
So, awesome. Yeah, if you look at the word manifold within that context, it means many different outlets, many different size outlets, you know.
Amen. But okay. We have to.
We've got 1 minute left.
We've got
so
1 minute.
Pastor Alicia, can you close for us?
So, yeah, thank you, Pastor Dean.
We in trouble every week because we go over time. Pastor Alicia.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
in the Father. Name that is above every other name. And Father, this afternoon, as we're sitting in this place, we sense your presence, God. Holy Spirit of God, thank you for this opportunity.
Jesus,
thank you for
name.
Every listener. Father, there's needs across the board as people are listening. Father, I know that you know every situation that we are infiltrating this afternoon. There's that young man that we're going to pray for, and we're going to speak to that spirit in addiction in him, and we are going to command
name.
You to go in the name
in
of Jesus.
Name.
We call you to repentance, young man, and we call you under the yoke-breaking anointing of the Holy Spirit, and we say that today the seed will be planted, that you will never be the same again. Father,
amen.
Bless this couple, the apostolic and the pastoral together, Father, as they move together to do great exploits for you. Bless
Jesus
this program,
name.
Salt and Light, Father. Multiply it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I sense the presence of God in this place.
Allah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare it, Father, this afternoon, that your name and your name alone will be glorified, Father.
Jesus,
that there's
name.
No name under heaven given among men whereby men must be saved.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. And we praise you. Great is your faithfulness toward us. In
Jesus'
name.
Amen. Beloved, we have to
be
go.
Blessed,
amen.
Beloved. Thank
be
you
blessed.
So
amen.
Very much
amen.
For your time. Hallelujah.
Thank
glory,
you,
glory, glory.
Evangelist Denver and Pastor Delisha. God
thank
bless.
You so
God
much.
Bless.
God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.